The fight among thieves. The day was hot. The city stood still and calm from high above. But below, on turbulent street corners, where old newspapers blew that spiraled under a collection of used movie tickets, there was a great battle ensuing. The fire from Flame Man's nostrils ripped through an intersection like the hounds of hell. The mighty Thor threw his hammer steady and moving. There was chaos in the air. There was chaos and wicked winds. The fiery man saw this and brawled. But it was not over. Swordsman, with his kleptomania streak, descended from a light pole, swinging violently like baseball players with big wooden bats, striking autograph balls. He kicked over garbage cans, tripped old women, pushed on children, and ripped t-shirts from young men. He was a bad man. But it was not over. The police were called to the scene. Strapped in armored headgear, weapons and shields, they stomped through the intersection, ready to quiet the pandemonium. They held up their stiff batons like shining trophies, stepping inch by inch against the powerful fighters. Little boys who watched from apartment windows put aside old hand-me-down G.I. Joes, electronic dictionaries, shut off CD players, and dropped keychains. Just the eyes of bigger-than-life action with awe. It was quite a spectacle. But it was not over. News crews flashed upon the commotion, focusing with speed. Zoom lenses, boom mics were dared close as possible. People across the city in their homes and offices dropped their Booker Prize winning books, threw down small tiny purses, spat out fresh glass of water in surprise, took off all poorly kept eyeglasses, and called friends and families to watch. This was truly something, but it was not over. With a violent burst of energy, the landscape was engulfed in flame. Flame Man laughed at devilish outpour, while the law enforcement dispersed quickly for cover. It was now even hotter. Thor shouted to the gods as the sky turned white with lightning and swung his hammer, Mjolnir with speed and accuracy, bringing powerful winds behind it. There were sounds of crashing metal and glass from the windows shadowing. The concrete shook and trembled as if a herd of mad two-ton elephants were passing through. The smell of burning asphalt and rubber circled the streets. When the winds finally died and the hammer returned to its master, the evil flames had vanished, and so did the two thieves, Flame Man and Swordsman. The mighty god smiled. The city breathed a sigh of relief. It was now over.
It was now.
It was now over.
It was now over.
It was now.
It was now.
It was now.
It was now.
It was now over.
It was now over.